It's the 13th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. 6,000 responses to a survey were overwhelmingly positive regarding the building of a theme park and resort in Bedford Borough. 92% of those polled gave a thumbs up to the project being put forward by Universal Destinations and Experience, believing it would have a favourable impact on the area. Green Spaces advocacy group Campaign to Protect Rural England said they were encouraged by how many natural landscape features were built into the scheme. They did, however, raise concerns regarding the relocation of 4,000 housing units that were due to be built on the proposed site as part of Local Plan 2040. Universal continues to remind residents that no final decision to move forward has yet been made. Officer Rob Creighton jumped into Shepherd's River Hit in pursuit of Shane Smith, who had been engaged in 6 weeks of persistent criminal activity across two counties, including Bedfordshire. The police constable arrested Smith, who will receive 11 years behind bars. Robert Brown is being accused of murdering 41-year-old sex worker Victoria Greenwood, who he picked up in Luton Town Centre last November. The 38-year-old appeared in Luton Crown Court, where it was revealed he had been plagued by dark and disturbing thoughts about killing and death. Greenwood's failed attempt to escape from the assailant's apartment after engaging in sexual activity was captured on CCTV. Her body, found close to Letchworth, had been set on fire. The trial is ongoing. Luton's Play Street programme closed St Monica's Avenue for 3 hours during the afternoon to allow children to go outside and play without the danger of traffic. Residents praised the scheme, calling it a good experience for kids to socialise with neighbours. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.